This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin. With me, Brian Fernandez. Now, over the weekend, heavy torrential rainfall coming off Typhoon Damri, which pummeled Vietnam and Cambodia, also took its toll on the northern states of the peninsula. Half a dozen people have died and thousands have been displaced in Kedah and Penang. In the highly industrialized Penang Island, flash floods affected many businesses and factories. In fact, the Penang Federation of Malaysian Manufacturers blamed the meteorological department over what it believes to have been a late warning about the heavy downfall. Amidst the blame game, we turn to Dr. Kam Swan Feng, a soil science expert and retired USM academic. She's spoken extensively about flood mitigation with regard to Penang Island in particular. Thank you so much for joining us this morning. I want to begin with the question of the rainfall, which is reported as being the highest in recorded history. Can the Met Department be blamed for late reporting? I mean, can weather like this be anticipated, Dr. Kam?
Yeah, thanks, Sharad, for this question. First of all, well, definitely from the rainfall records that have been announced, the rainfall of the 4th to 5th November recently has been record rainfall. But there is all these historical records have been happening more and more frequently in recent years.
In some sense, it can be anticipated. There's a pattern, is there?
Well, there is a pattern of more frequent such events happening, but I believe that there had been already some warning alert that has been given, although perhaps people would have liked these alerts to have been given earlier. But what a colleague of mine has pointed out recently is that this particular event that happened just a few days ago may not necessarily be directly related to the Typhoon Damri that hit Vietnam, because if you look at the weather maps in the IntelliCast website, there were actually two vortices of tropical storms that were shown, one over southern Vietnam and one actually just off the coast of Penang. A vortex is where you have low pressure, air pressure, and that generates a lot of air movement, and it goes like in a circle, and that is what draws the water from the surrounding seas to fall as rain on the area.
Fascinating. So regardless of where the rain was coming from, if the Met Department had issued an early warning, could Penang, an island, have mitigated the kind of damage we've seen to it? Was there anything it could have done to deal with the consequence of such heavy rainfall?
Well, to some extent, an early warning will allow more time for people to evacuate and to make plans, for example, those on lower ground, if they can, to move to higher ground, or if they are, fortunately this happened on a weekend, but if they are planning to go to work, they might want to move closer to where their place of work is. But there's just only so much that one can do within this short time to respond or to prepare. I think one has to look at the more longer term solutions to preventing floods.
Now, you've been reported as saying that flash floods on Penang Island are to be expected to worsen and to become more intense. And you attribute that to the specificities of the terrain, the nature of the rivers and such. All these things that are unique to Penang Island, Does this make this impossible for adequate flood mitigation? Or are you just saying that the flood mitigation infrastructure that we have in Penang Island, to the extent there is not matching the needs that are specific to Penang Island's terrain?
Well, I think in the press statement that was issued by the state recently in the wake of the 4th and 5th November floods, YB Chow Kon Yao, who is heading the Penang Flood Mitigation Committee, had actually admitted that our rivers, especially the rivers that are flowing out of the very urbanized areas into eastward into the sea, just don't have the river systems as well as the structures, yeah, the drains and all that, just don't have the capacity to deal with large-scale floods like the one that recently happened. And the one that has just happened is, in fact, unprecedented, but one should also recognize that there are other floods that have occurred in 2015, in 2016, other than these major events, that have also shown, and these have occurred at much lower rainfall thresholds than what recently happened, and that already had taxed the capacity of dealing with the flash floods.
Now, you've also been quoted saying and referring to the late Kam Yew Tee, former Penang Water Authority chairman, saying that the flash flood situation in Penang is due in part to issues of development and such. There is this conversation about overdevelopment on Penang Island. And I know that you're also part of the Penang Forum that as an advocacy group also have been concerned about overdevelopment. How is this, if you could tell us very briefly, how is this current situation related to the issue of overdevelopment?
As I have said in a recent Penang Forum event, just about on the 29th of October, not too long ago, that there are multiple causes of flooding. And overdevelopment is actually, when you have development, when you have urban development, you tend to pave up surfaces and so on. And this is what the late Datuk Kam Yew Tee had said, that when you have more surfaces being paved up, then you have more rainwater running off these surfaces and not being absorbed into the ground. And so, definitely, having more paved surfaces through development contributes to flooding. But I did stress that there are multiple causes of flooding, so the solutions sought must be multi-pronged.
Thank you very much. That was Dr. Kam Swan Peng, soil expert and former and retired USM academic. She's spoken extensively about flood mitigation, especially with regard to Penang Island. We'll be back with more. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.